Hare Krishna, we are sitting here at the banks of Mother Ganga with heavy hearts. Our hearts are heavy because tomorrow we will drive from here to Delhi. Our Sharati, our driver, has already appeared and is participating with us in this little glorification of Mother Ganga. Today we will hear something which will be very beneficial for us when we are not at the banks of Mother Ganga physically. We will hear about the power of just remembering and thinking of Ganga.
Smritim jata pungsang akrita sukrita nam apichaya haradyantas tandram timirami vachandram shusharani iyam sate moti sakala sura samsevya salila mamanta santapam trividamapi papam chaharatam.
Oh, Mother Ganga, your form is made of water, deserving of worship by all the demigods. The demigods stand in line. They want to worship Mother Ganga. Like a beam of moonlight that dissolves all darkness, your form removes mental dullness upon reaching the memory of anyone, even if he has not performed any good deeds. Oh Ganga Devi, may your form take away the suffering in my heart and also my threefold sinful reactions. So this is very amazing. Think, I was at Mother Ganga. Oh, we did Ganga Puja every evening. Oh, we ate tandri vegetables which have grown at the banks of Mother Ganga. Oh, we saw the birds and the monkeys who lived at the banks of Mother Ganga. All this dissolves mental dullness. The Sanskrit word is antatamasa, the internal laziness. There are two types of laziness. One is the external laziness, where we don't want to do anything. We don't want to get up in the morning. We don't want to cook. We don't want to serve. And then there is another, even more dangerous laziness. That's the internal laziness, where we don't want to think of Krishna. We don't want to chant his holy names. We are not willing to be more spiritual in our Krishna consciousness. So just remembering Ganga. Oh Ganga, I lived at your banks. Oh, what a good time. We were with Bhadri Vishal and we did kirtan at your banks. Bhadri Vishal danced and Krishna Murari danced very nicely at the banks of Mother Ganga. This is a medicine. It's like a flashlight which comes into our inner body and destroys the inner laziness and darkness. I remember whenever I'm at the banks of Mother Ganga, my heart is automatically and spontaneously drawn to move forward in Krishna consciousness. In fact, that is one of the names of Ganga, Gamanat Ganga Iti. She is called Ganga because she helps one going. She helps one moving forward. You cannot stay the same at the banks of Mother Ganga. Something is changing. I personally feel this is one of the secrets in spiritual life. Never stay, never remain dull, never remain stagnant, never think of the past, what happened. Always be there in the presence and see the opportunity this Krishna has and move forward. Just see Mother Ganga before your eyes. How she moves and moves and moves. She doesn't stand still. Only for a moment she comes to hear the katha and Jip is now at the banks, and then she continues on work. That we have seen. No? For katha you can stay, but otherwise you need to move forward. Mother Ganga gives such a pleasure that devotees like to sit at her banks. But do you know a secret? Even the birds, even the crows, they do not want to leave the banks of Mother Ganga once they have found it. There is a verse which says, "O Mother Ganga, crows play at your bank, satisfied so exuberantly that they do not even desire the abode of Indra, the Lord of Heaven. Your bank removes the suffering of birth and death of those who live there. May your bank destroy all our fatigue." See, in the material world we have become really tired. We do not have any big plan to develop materially. And sometimes this tiredness comes into our spiritual life. But in the prayer here, we want that all this fatigue, this exhaustion is removed. And yes, also the threefold sinful reactions should be removed by Ganga Devi. May your form take away the suffering in my heart and also my threefold sinful reactions. Threefold sinful reactions, that refers to the things which you did with your body. It refers to the things which you did wrong with your mind. And it refers to all the sins which you spoke when you spoke harshly with your speech about bad things. So this is the Ganga Lahari. It is a very beautiful prayer. We will conclude it. We have not gone through all the various shlokas, but we have given a little summary. And it is said, whoever recites this prayer called Piyusha Lahari or Ganga Lahari, composed by Jagannath, will meet everywhere with happiness and prosperity. Shri Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Shri Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Shri Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Oh, there's just one thing I forgot to say. I wanted to say this in glorification of Mother Ganga. Yes, please, please, please do not forget, from time to time you should think about what you have seen. You should think about what you have heard. You should think about the beautiful form of Mother Ganga as she comes riding on a white crocodile. You should see that she has four hands. One is with a lotus, another with a pot of Ganga Jal, and another that is the right hand gives abhaya, fearlessness, and with the left hand she gives all fulfills all desires. This is what mothers do. They give fearlessness to the children and they fulfill their many desires in a very, very nice way. For some of us, Ganga only looks like a river. But when you see the river, you begin to understand she's speaking to me. Something is constantly coming, some realization, some Krishna conscious ideas. She helps us to move forward. Today, when I looked at the rocks, everywhere I saw Giriraj. I don't know. She must have said, now it's time, you go soon to Vrindavan. Giriraj ki jai. The Vrindavan consciousness is very much there. The two are very much connected. Do you know that the sister, who is the sister of Ganga Devi?
Yamuna.
Yes. Yes. Acha. They're very much connected sisters. Hare Krishna. So, here our Ganga Katha is stopping finally. Hare Krishna.